movement. There was no sound but the faint trickle of sand inside her head. And then, voices from her shadow.
"Because of you, some died who may have lived."
The words lashed at her, leaving livid lines across her mind.
"Some lived who surely would have died," she said.
The dark pulled at her sleeves.
"You killed."
"No, I showed the way."
"That's just words."
"Words is important," Granny whispered into the night.
"You took the right to judge others."
"I took the duty, I'll own up to it."
"I know every evil thought you've ever had."
"I know."
"The ones you'd never dare tell anyone."
"I know."
"All the little secrets never to be told."
"I know."
"How often you longed to embrace the dark."
"Yes."
"Such strength you could have."
"Yes."
"Embrace the dark."
"No."
"Give in to me."
"No."
"Lilith Weatherwax did."
"Alison
Weatherwax did."
"That's never been proved."
"Give in to me."
"No, I know you. I've always known you. The Count just let you out to torment me. But I've always known you were there. I've fought you every day of my life, and you'll get no victory now."
She opened her eyes and stared into the blackness.
"I knows who you are now, Esmeralda Weatherwax," she said. "You don't scare me no more."
The last of the light vanished. Granny Weatherwax hung in the dark for a time she couldn't measure. It was as if the absolute emptiness had sucked all the time and direction into it. There wasn't anywhere to go because there wasn't any anywhere. After a length of time without any measure, she began to hear another sound, the faintest of whispers on the borders of hearing. She pushed towards it. Words were rising through the blackness like little wriggling golden fish. She fought her way towards them now that there was a direction. The slivers of light turned into sounds.
"And asketh you in your infinite compassion to see your way clear to possibly intervening here."
Not normally the kind of words she'd associate with light. Perhaps it was the way they were said, but they had a strange echo to them, a second voice woven in amongst the first voice, glued to every syllable.
"What compassion? How many people prayed at the stake? How foolish I look, kneeling like this."
Ah, one mind split in half. There were more Agneses in the world than Agnes dreamed of, Granny told herself. All the girl had done was give a thing a name, and once you give a thing a name, you give it a life. There was something else nearby, a glimmer a few photons across, which winked out as she looked for it again. She turned her attention away from a moment, then jerked it back. Again, the tiny spark blinked out. Something was hiding. The sand stopped rushing. Time was up. Now to find out what she was. Granny Weatherwax opened her eyes, and there was light. The coach swished to a halt on the mountain road. Water poured around its wheels. Nanny got out and paddled over to Igor, who was standing where the road wasn't. Water was foaming where it should have been.
"Can we get across?" said Igor.
"Probably, but it'll be worse down below, where there's really bad runoff," said Nanny. "The plains have been cut off all winter before now."
She looked at the other way. The road wound further into the mountains, awash but apparently sound.
"Where's the nearest village that way?" she said. "One with a good stone building in it. Slake, isn't it? There's a coaching inn up there."
"That's right. Slake."
"Well, we ain't going anywhere on foot in this weather," said Nanny. "Slake it's got to be, then."
She got back into the coach and felt it turn round.
"Is there a problem?" said Magrat. "Why are we going uphill?"
"Road's washed out," said Nanny.
"We're heading into Uberwald?"
"Yes."
"But there's werewolves and vampires."
"Yes, but not everywhere." "We should be safe on the main road. Anywhere, there's not much of a choice."
"I suppose you're right," said Magrat reluctantly.
"And it could be worse," said Nanny.
"How?"
"Well, there could be snakes in here with us."
Agnes saw the rocks rush past, looked down and saw the foam of the swollen river. The world spun around her when Vlad stopped in mid-air. Water washed over her toes.
"Let there be lightness," he said. "You'd like to be as light as air, wouldn't you, Agnes?"